National Orchestra of Wales for a special concert for International Women's Day from 7:30 on Sunday evening here on Radio 3. And you can find out more about women composers via the website.
And now, World on 3 with Lopa Gotari.
James, thanks very much. Well, my guests in the studio tonight are here on tour in the UK. They're called Cadillac 3. They're from Nashville, Tennessee, and they're going to get things started with this.
All right.
Long truck, bed off in it. Fire engine, red like a lipstick out here. We can let it go. Just me and my good friends, Joe. Why, little man, out here, baby, you just never know. Yeah, now these are the days of gold. Hell, it's a southern summer. That whiskey's in the air. Dolls on the burner, bears, ice cold. Got a pretty little lady. Oh, and that sun shining down like daddy sip a dollar. Got a hop in the older on a day to go. Oh, 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 oh. Little July sky, so high moon, shine by the riverside, stealing hearts and running by. Oh, that whiskey's in the air, dogs on the burner, beers, I still got a pretty little lady. Oh, 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 oh. Southern summer, and that sun shining down like Diddy, sip a dollar, got a hop on the other road, Daisy. Whiskey's in the air, dogs on the burner, beers, I still got a pretty little lady. Oh, 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 oh. Southern summer, and that sun shining down like Diddy, sip a dollar, got a hop on the road of days ago.
All right, what a great way to start. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Lopa Gotari on World on 3, and that was Days of Gold, a taster of things to come from my guests in session tonight, Cadillac 3. More from them in about 15 minutes' time. Also in the studio here, I've got music aficionado and editor of Songlines magazine, Jo Frost. Given that it's the first Friday of the month, we've invited her in to tell us about her choice for album of the month. I've also got a wonderful tune from a former Chief Justice of Iran. But let's get going. Here's Koronzi, dynamic Barcelona folk group, and Parfum de Musique, a good old knees-up Iberian style. Thank you.
look out. You better look out. Carlo D. Ben and Vibe. In and style. Sakal garap, garape. Indito, garape. Indinat, chire. Boko set lo, garape. Indito, garape. Indinat, chire. Tawal tawal ndox mi baaw naan bo ta awé ndox mi baaw naan na la bi gëna naar gaan jaax bi gaana sax ñu lekk ba sour naan da mandé naan lekk ba sour naan da mandé hey la la ké jo maké ara fa ala la ké ko bé gara fay lé ana la baro yo ton pa ida yalla ba
Carlu D and Baun Nan from his latest album, A New Day. Carlu D hit the international scene a few years ago with his critically acclaimed solo album, Musica. A New Day, his second international release since then, for me, kind of falls a little short of the mark. It feels as if he's trying too hard to reach a more mainstream market. There are some good tracks on it, like that one, but I'm not sure that the album as a whole hangs together all that well. Now, I played us out last Friday with a track from these guys, Calaita Flamenco Son. Their self-titled album is well worth a listen. They're going to be touring the UK this April, so do look out for them. At the heart of the group are Chico Pere and Glenn Sharp, who wrote most of the songs on the album. Now, Chico comes from a family of flamenco singers, and it just spills over in the timbre of his voice. Here he is singing Una Mujer Como Tú, A Woman Like You.
Pomponcitos que te traigan Pomponcitos que te traigan Son besos que te daría Pomponcitos que te traigan Bomboncitos que te traigo son besos que te daría. La borrachera se pasa yo no duermo en toda la noche, tú te olvidas de mi beso. Que la cosa tiene guasa, y aunque tengas alguien que te quiera como el chico te ha querido, pero quiero que la alegría sea la luz de la esperanza, del amor y la salud. Quiero pensar que la vida me reserva su andanza una mujer como tú, una mujer como tú, una mujer como tú.
revisiting music first released in 1975 by Swedish group Spjärnsvalet, one of the first groups in Scandinavia to bring the world, so to speak, into their music. Again and Again is the album, and 40 years on, the music sounds just as current. That was Innocence, where West really does meet East. Now, Cadillac 3 opened the programme tonight with Days of Gold. Well, they're going to strike up another tune before joining me for a bit of a chat. And this song is White Lightning.
She stole my heart. Faster than a heat-seeking missile on a mission. Faster than a bass to the hook when daddy's fishing. Faster than a one-hut rose off a hen house. Faster than a whiskey shot goes down, down south. Ooh, I saw white lightning. I saw white lightning. Faster than McQueen running them red lights. Faster than the Duke boys jumping at hillside. Faster than Elvis could check her out of road. Faster than the skirt flying up on the road. I say, ooh, I saw white lightning. I saw a lightning, yes I did. Oh, 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 yeah. Faster than number three, breaking every record. Faster than a tree dies in the desert. Faster than that bug splattered on my windshield. Faster than you die when you take too many pills. Ooh, I saw white lightning. Ooh, I saw white lightning.
White Lightning and Cadillac 3 live and unplugged here in Broadcasting House. Jaron Johnston, Neil Mason and Kelby Ray. Come and join me here at the table. I loved that opening lyric, faster than a heat-seeking missile, which is slightly faster than Jaron's wife who's stuck in traffic right now.
Yes.
In Nashville. I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, that was good.
It's nice to know that she's listening, Jaron.
Yes. Support.
So if I said to you, tell me your story from the beginning, where would that be?
The womb.
The womb.
Some poor lady in Tennessee had three long-headed kids, long-haired kids, mm-hmm. come out of the womb at the same time.
With guitars.
Yeah, with guitars.
Strapped to their backs.
Drums. Now, we've known each other since we were kids.
We'd be like 14 years old at a pizza shop.
Yeah.
Where we were playing our first concerts.
Trying to score a doobie and, and talking about music, probably.
Eating pizza.
Yeah.
It's unusual that you haven't got a bass player.
Yeah. Well, it's one less guy to pay, really. So
yeah, it's a lot easier that way.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a fourth musical child probably born in that year. Is that what it is?
You know, it's a long story. I'll say, like, literally, Kelby, right here to my right here.
Hello,
beautiful
me.
Man here.
Mm.
He covers the low end a lot on his, you know, lap steel. And so it's kind of a science project going over there all the time. So, but he has a low end, so we really don't need anything else. And we thought about adding somebody, but you don't want to add something into the mix that's not
just for the sake
original.
Of it.
Yeah, right. And like, you know, it would have been weird to bring an outsider in because we're so kind of, you know.
Been close friends for way too long.
Yeah. We hate each other.
So of course you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of hate and love.
Yeah. We're basically Oasis. We got about a year left, so. Yeah. I'm kidding.
So when and why did you guys change from being Cadillac Black to Cadillac 3?
That was just trademark stuff, I think.
Like, it's
illegal. There's a band out of Knoxville, Tennessee that we didn't know about that was called the Black Cadillacs.
Yeah. And even though our name is a lot better.
Yeah.
You never start a business without being able to own a trademark for it. We just wanted to avoid everything and kind of get out of that and be like, you know, there's three of us, and so that makes a little bit more sense. The Cadillac 3 and the Cadillac Black, I guess. So we said we'll make it a little bit more epic and go with the Cadillac 3.
So we can never add or subtract anybody.
Yeah, and that way it's just the three of us,
yeah.
And it's a done deal.
You could always have a plus one.
Exactly. Yeah. Cadillac 3 plus one.
BBC 3, Cadillac 3.
There it is.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So really, music for the three of you has been at the heart of things from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. It's really all we're good at.
It's the only thing we do good. So we're hoping it works out, you know, because otherwise...
I could make a good breakfast for you, but other than that, that's about it.
Not a good English breakfast, though.
I could try.
You guys serve beans with your breakfast over here.
It's different,
very different for us.
It's delicious.
I think we'll stay away from the full English.
Yeah.
You know, and versus the American breakfast.
Yeah,
pancakes and blueberries.
A little more simpler.
Yeah, kind of. But you've just come back from Glasgow, so breakfast in Scotland. It's an awful
different.
Lot different.
I actually didn't.
We didn't eat it.
Yeah, I didn't eat it.
We were
I had
driving
Burger
up there.
King. Yeah. Yeah, Burger King was very similar to what we have in the States, so that's what that was.
So tell me something, guys. Do you work the whole kind of social network thing in terms of your fan base and
every day
your tours and gigs?
We're definitely aware of it. You know, I think it's very important for any band to know that, and like I think that fans and kids want to be able to be in direct contact with us, and we want to be in direct contact too, and that's why we kind of take it upon ourselves to kind of man that whole thing, you know. Like we got one this morning that was great.
Yeah, one guy was upset that we didn't respond to him
because we didn't see it, and he cursed us out pretty good. I can't say what he said, but if you're listening, hey, back at you, buddy.
Well, there's no excuse now. You know, everybody's got smartphones and iPhones and everything. You know, it's too easy to be on Twitter and Facebook if you're in a band. So bands that don't do that, I mean, there's no excuse for that. You know, you should. Yeah. Everybody should be doing that with their fans.
We like doing that. We like hearing what they want to hear every night, and they tell us that stuff, and it's fun, you know. Mm. We'll put people on the list when they, like last night, it was sold out, and so this girl posted a thing on Twitter, and she goes, I call it the tweeter.
Tweeter.
She posted this thing saying, oh man, I'm gutted, because that's what you guys say over here, gutted.
Yes.
And I was
of course, the accent doesn't come across electronically, but
I appreciate it. But I read it, and I was like, she's obviously upset, whatever this means. And she said, I've been wanting to come to this show for 3 weeks, and I haven't been able to get tickets. And so I found her name, and I was like, all right, you're on the list plus one. So we got her meet and greet and list. And so we do that. We try to do that as much
when
as we can.
Yeah,
it's very cool, man.
You realize that has potentially opened an enormous door.
Oh, it's crazy.
We're gonna have everybody tweeting, I have been trying for weeks.
We always find room for those kids that have been trying to get tickets, you know, because it's obvious the ones that are real fans and really want to be there that didn't get tickets, so yeah. You can look through their
Well, I am a real fan.
I've got you here in the studio. I'll see you Tuesday then. How about that?
Yeah, down at Dingwalls. Yes, ma'am. In fact, the first time I saw you guys, I was actually in my, you know, fluffy pink slippers at home in my PJs, watching TV. Nashville. You were on Nashville. Yeah, yeah.
You would bring that
What
up.
Was that yeah. like?
It was a long day of filming.
16 hours of sitting around.
Yeah, a lot of sitting around.
Well, luckily, we had our bus there, and so we could go. And you're not allowed technically to drink on those sets.
Oh, sorry. I have to say that I am probably not... maybe my audience doesn't really know what Nashville is, but it's a fantastic TV program.
Okay, good. Right. Okay.
I'm waiting for the next series to start.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a musical soap opera. So
yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's my guilty pleasure.
So continue with your story. 16 hours.
16 hours of waiting. Luckily, we had our bus there, and we have a pretty serious bar situation on our bus.
You were talking about your coffee machine in the
green room earlier. Well, that's a different story altogether.
That's breakfast.
Yeah, that's breakfast. but no, you know, it was fun. You know, we got to go and hang out with all those actors, and
everybody's really nice. You know?
Connie Britton's, I don't know if the American Horror Story or Friday Night Lights or those shows are on over here at all, but they're huge in the States, and Nashville's huge in the States as well. So it was cool to kind of get to hang out with those rock star actors and stuff. And they think we're rock stars, you know what I mean? So,
but you are.
No, no, but it's actors and rock stars are a completely different level of fame, you know what I mean? So it was really cool. We got to hang out with them. Connie Britton kissed Kelby.
She did.
Yeah. That was good.
Well, I think we should then move on to the next song.
Don't we? Yeah, thanks. Great.
I've got it down as TN Mojo.
Okay, cool.
Tennessee Mojo. That's cool. So a quick intro into it. And all right, cool.
And then we'll just hop over to the other stuff.
Yeah, so tell me about
this song. Is basically about where we come from. It's I wrote it about, I don't know, just Tennessee. We write a lot about our roots and our heritage and what we're really proud of. And so this is basically about us leaving the house and coming back home to our women. That's what it is.
There you go.
Proud boys of Tennessee. So this is Cadillac 3. Grabbing their guitars and instruments, and Tennessee Mojo.
Pretty close. I was going to retune, but I guess we're
good. Got my boots laced up with my guitar string. Every step I take, a mockingbird sing. I said, calling me home like a tin can fall. I ain't found nothing better anywhere I go on. Back down south, don't you know, all them girls just gotta let Tennessee mojo kiss my mouth, let the whiskey flow. Gonna hang my hat on when I get back on. The one sweet thing that I miss the most. Yeah, Tennessee mojo. With the sun shining brighter than the golden sand, I said all the pretty ladies wanna hold my hand. Look out. At the top of the smoke is where my kin folks stay. Out all night just to sleep all day. Well, back down south, don't you know, out in Georgia, just gotta let Tennessee. Hang my hat on when I get back. The one sweet thing that Tennessee mojo. Them girls just got on that Tennessee mojo. Kiss my mouth, let the whiskey flow. I'm gonna hang my hat on when I get back on. Back down south, don't you know how them girls just got on that Tennessee mojo. Kiss my mouth, let the whiskey flow. I'm gonna hang my hat on when I get back on. The one sweet thing that I miss the most. I don't want to be saying that I'm here to move. Yeah, Tennessee mojo.
Cadillac 3 singing it loud and proud for their home state, Tennessee. More from the formidable trio in about 20 minutes' time. Also still to come, music chosen by my other guest tonight, who you've heard clapping in the background there, passionate muso Joe Frost, editor of Songlines magazine. And also a wee gem from our very own World Music Archive. In fact, before I continue, I must remember to mention that the session from these guys, Cadillac 3, on the programme tonight is going to be available as a podcast from Monday. Here are a couple of tunes now that take us from Cape Breton to Morocco. Plantec is a trio formed by brothers Yannick and Audran, and their music is one that pays homage to both their Breton heritage and the technological world of today. This is a track from their album that's due to be released sometime this year. I just love the intensity of the bombarde, the Breton clarinet that leads the song from the outset. Bania, where jazz, Gnawa and the blues meet. That was Majid Bekas, master of the Gumri, the three-stringed lute, a Moroccan musician who, like many musicians around the world, is drawing inspiration from his heritage and bringing it into the musical conversation of today. I'm Lopa Kotari and this is World on 3. If you've missed any of the music I've played so far tonight, or for that matter, want to listen to any of it again, you can by going to bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3 and clicking on the iPlayer. The programme will be available for the next 30 days. And the session in the studio tonight with my guests, as I said before, will also be available as a podcast from Monday. You'll also find details of all the music on tonight's programme on the playlist. So no need to take notes. We've done the hard work for you. All you have to do is visit the World on 3 page on the BBC website. Now, it's the 6th of March today, at least for the next 9 minutes, the first Friday of the month. And that means that I have another guest in the studio with me, as well as Cadillac 3. On the first Friday of every month, we invite into the studio a muso, a music lover, to pick an album for the month and to talk us through their selection. And tonight, I'm delighted to say that joining me on the programme is the wonderful Joe Frost, editor of Songlines magazine. Joe, it's a real pleasure to have you on.
Well, thank you, Lopa. It's lovely to be here.
And it's the first time on World on 3.
It is my first time. Yeah, can you believe it? No, it's great. Thank you for having me.
So what have you chosen and why?
Well, I've chosen something very different to what we've heard so far. It's an album by an Iranian singer called Masa Vahdat. And the title of the album is Traces of an Old Vineyard. And I think it's a beautiful, very poignant sounding album, and she is an amazing singer.
So let's hear the first track is, I believe, Sleepless Eyes, is that right?
The first track is Vanishing Lines.
Vanishing Lines,
which is the opening track on the album, and there's a real poignancy to her singing which just gets you going. I mean, it's made me cry on many occasions. I will try not to do that tonight, but it's beautiful. And when you read they're all based on poems by a 14th century very famous Persian poet and called Hafez, and it's a really moving beautiful track.
Oh, well, let's get the tissues out and listen to Vashing Lines.
چه پروای شراب است ما را ز خیال تو چه پروای شراب است خم گو سر خود گیر خم گو سر خود گیر که خم خانه خراب است افسوس که شد برو در دیده گریان افسوس که شد برو در دیده گریان تحریر خیال خط او نقش براب است چه پروای شراب است ما روز خیال تو چه پروای شراب است خم گو سر خود گیر خم گو سر خود گیر که خم خانه خراب است افسوس که شد برو در دیده گریان افسوس که شد برو در دیده گریان تحریر خیال خط او نقش براب است بیدار شو ای دیده که ایمن نتوان بود بیدار شو ای دیده که ایمان نتوان بود زین سیل دمادم که در این منزل خواب است سبز است در و دشت بیا تا نگذاری سبز است در و دشت بیا تا نگذاری دست سر آبی که جهان جمله سراب
A sobering song there, isn't it? Massa, Traces of an Old Vineyard is the album chosen by Joe Frost tonight. Mm. And that was Vanishing Line. Joe, you were telling me that there's a video to this song.
Yes, I think it's on the label. The album's been recorded by a Norwegian label called KKV. And on their website, they've got a video of her performing this on the rooftop in Tehran. She lives in Tehran. And I think what makes hearing that and then knowing her story that, you know, she can't, as a woman, she can't perform in Tehran. Women aren't allowed to perform in public unless it's an all-female audience. So this video, she's on the rooftops and you can just see the skyline of Tehran. And it's, I just find, without even understanding the lyrics, just the sound of her voice is so poignant. And then at the end, she just breaks into the most beautiful smile. And it's a beautiful short video worth checking out.
It is quite amazing, actually, because it makes you really appreciate the freedoms that we have.
Absolutely,
In the UK and so many other parts of the world.
Yeah, I think one of the first times I came across Marsa, and she often performs with her sister as well, Marjan, who's her younger sister, was they're both quite very eloquent and very forthright advocates of freedom of expression, probably understandably given from where they're from. And Marsa won the Free Muse Award. Free Muse is a fabulous organisation that promotes freedom of expression for musicians and composers. And Marsa won the award, I think, back in 2010. And she speaks very, very movingly about the fact that her and her sister, they can't perform at home. But they choose to live there. At least Marsa lives there. She's a singing teacher in Tehran, which is quite
incredible. I remember they both Marsa and Marjan were on our stage at WOMAD last year, and
amazing.
They did a little truck session for us.
Right.
And I remember asking them this question about obviously music is central to their lives. I mean, they come from very musical families, very poetic families.
Yep.
And that when they get on that plane, having toured, you know, all over the world and been allowed to sing in front of huge audiences, did they kind of dread going back? And Marsa, I remember, was saying that no, in many respects, because it's her home.
Mm.
So there's this joy of going home, but then there's this heartbreak that her voice, her expression has to change from the moment that she gets back.
She can't perform. I mean, there's another clip on an interview I saw somewhere where she describes, you know, being told that you're not allowed to sing is like being told that you can't laugh or you can't breathe. It's just crazy. It just seems so illogical. But, anyway, but the album was actually recorded in Oslo for this label, and both sisters built up a relationship with this label because they released a really intriguing album over 10 years ago now, I think, called the Lullabies of the Axis of Evil, which was in response to George Bush's State of the Union address on the Axis of Evil. So they released this album of all women singing lullabies from all these different Syria, Afghanistan, and Iran. And Marsa and Marjan were on that album. So that's one of the first times I came across them.
So that was an album of lullabies. This next song is actually called Sleepless Eyes, so not quite a lullaby. Tell us a little bit about this track.
I don't know much about the track, but again, it is by Hafez, this very, very popular 14th century poet. There's even there's a National Hafez Day in Iran. He's extremely popular. And what's intriguing as well is the fact that, you know, he wrote a lot about love, and there's lots of references to wine. I mean, hence the title of the album, Traces of an Old Vineyard. And Marsa dedicates the album to the city of Shiraz, which is where Hafez was from. And looking into Shiraz was one of the oldest cities in ancient Persia. But obviously that's where the wine, Shiraz, was thought to originate from. Some of the oldest vines apparently came from Iran during the Crusades. So there's a whole... But it's interesting, seeing as alcohol is forbidden...
And women's voices are not allowed.
Exactly. But there's all these references to wine.
So let's hear this next track. It's called Sleepless Eyes.
Thank you.
دیشب به سیل عشق راه خواب می زدم، نقشی نقشی به یاد خط تو بر آب می زدم، ابروی نظر و خرقه سوخته، جامی جامی به یاد گوشه محراب می زدم، نقش خیال تو تا وقت صبح دم، نقش خیال تو تا وقت صبح دم، بر کارگاه دیده بی خواب می زدم،
our beautiful Sleepless Eyes by Massa, the a fantastic Iranian singer. Joe, this album that you've chosen, Traces of an Old Vineyard, the most of the songs are based on these early, 11th or 14th. So we're going to hear something from Omar Khayyam
as
the last piece. But they're based on early revered poets of Iran, and yet really modern arrangements.
Yeah, that's part of the appeal, isn't it? The fact that you've got these ancient poems, but arranged by this Norwegian pianist, Tord Gustafsson, which brings a really interesting sort of juxtaposition of new and old, and the Comanche playing in that track we've just heard, which I think is beautiful. And I love that sort of raw, raspy sound, you know, in comparison to the sort of really clean sound of the piano. But I think that's quite unusual, you know. And then with Marcia's voice as well, it's just it's a wonderful combination.
There's a lot of space in that. In that song. I mean, it really breathes, doesn't it?
Yeah, really, really does. Yeah.
Is the entire album that heartbreaking? I mean, it's just...
I have to say, I think it probably is. It's not one to put on if, you know, you're in need of cheering up. But, I mean, it is. I do find it is incredibly beautiful, so...
It's it must be hard to choose an album out of all of us that come out. What do you look for?
Well, considering it's always been an absolute dream to a secret fantasy, no longer secret, but to be invited on Desert Island Discs. At least there you get 8 discs, you know, or 8 tracks. I mean, just to choose one was pretty tough. But I think what helped was the fact that this weekend it's International Women's Day on Sunday. So I wanted to choose something that was relevant to that. And this just really stood out for me as being one that has really made an impact in the Songlines office. And we've got a feature on her and her sister in the next issue. So it just seemed really appropriate, I think. But it is shocking, actually, when I looked over what we might feature tonight, that how few female artists we actually... cover in Songlines, you know, you think about it, and actually it's probably maybe 70% a male. So,
well, the theme this year for International Women's Day is Make It Happen, yep. Joe. So maybe make it happen at Songlines, redress the balance.
Well, yeah, let's hope so. I think it does need redressing a little bit. Yeah.
Well, there's been an awful lot, of course, on BBC, on Radio 3 and Radio 4, especially over this weekend with International Women's Day. And in fact, you're heading down to the South Bank Centre, aren't
you,
the weekend
I am.
For Women of the World. Yep. Hopefully pop into the Radio 3 glass box where Women's Hours is
I will
going
certainly poke speak. My head in and go and wave at someone. Yeah.
Well, I think it's fair to say we've had an awful lot of women on the programme. All the female composers on Radio 3?
Yeah.
Yes. Women tonight, you and me.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have one last track from this album. It's called... I've got it now. It's written, it's called Kissing the Wine Jug.
Kissing the Wine Jug.
And
this
is the one by Omar Khayyam. Now, Omar Khayyam was even earlier than
Hafiz.
It
was the 11th century poet. You, Lopa, probably know far more about him than I do. But again, another reference to wine, and which is sort of very symbolic, I think, in the album. And...
That's one of the things about the sort of Persian culture. It is actually extremely rich with poems, with compositions, with music, with singers. So to a certain extent, to have Masa and Marjan and her sister sort of delving into that rich tapestry of creativity just makes their situation in today's modern Iran.
Yeah.
That much more sad, really.
Yeah. And to hear them perform together, which I must at this point put in a little bit of a plug, because they're coming to London in June for our Songlines Encounters Festival. And then they're going on a mini tour. So they've got 5 dates around the country. So,
brilliant. Brilliant.
I don't know the lineup of their band at this point, but, you know, the harmonies of the two sisters is just...
Frankly,
really...
it doesn't matter if they're unaccompanied, just the two of them together are fantastic.
Well, as they were at WOMAD, they were just the two of them with the DAF frame drum, and it was I mean, the audience reception at WOMAD was quite incredible. That was quite a day because it was searingly hot. Do you remember?
It was fantastic.
And the queue we had in the Songlines tent afterwards for people to come and sit, meet them and to buy their CDs was just...
Well, let's raise a glass to Masa and Marjan and play their song Kissing the Wine Jug.
Yes.
لب بر لب کوزه بردم از قایت آز تا زود لبم واسطه عمر دراز لب بر لب من نهاد و می گفت به راز می خور که بدین جهان نمی از من رمقی به سعی ساقی مانده است از صحبت خلق بی وفایی مانده است از باده دوشین قدحی بیش نماند از عمر ندانم که چه باقی مانده است از عمر ندانم که چه باقی مانده است لب بر لب کوزه بردم از قایت آز تا زود لبم واسطه عمر دراز لب بر لب من نهاد و می گفت به راز می خور که بدین جهان نمی آز از من رمقی به سعی ساقی مانده است و صحبت خلق بی وفایی مانده است از باده دوشین قدحی بیش نماند از عمر ندانم که چه باقی مانده
Kissing the Wine Jug from Album of the Month, Masa Vadat and her album Traces of an Old Vineyard is chosen by Joe Frost editor of Songlines magazine. And as Joe said, Masa and her sister Majan are going to be here at the Songlines Encounters Festival in June. And I really must impress upon you to go and listen to these wonderful singers. They're absolutely brilliant. The next time we've got an album of the month is on the first Friday in April. So only, 4 weeks to go. Now, it's not easy to pick a favourite, probably even more difficult to pick just one piece out of all the music you know, but we do like to test our guests that come into the studio. And each week we ask them to choose a song or a piece of music that's really meant something to them. We call it the heritage track. You can listen to the tracks that have been chosen so far by guests on the BBC Playlister and on the Radio 3 World on 3 page by clicking on clips. Well, tonight it's the turn of Cadillac 3 to choose the heritage track. So, guys, what have you chosen and why? And which one of you is going to say something? Is it Jeremy?
I'll do it. What we did, we're huge Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers fans, and the record. The album, Damn the Torpedoes, was a huge influence on us and what he was going through at the time with the lawsuits and everything, and he just kept going, you know. I guess Refugees probably our favorite on there, and I guess that's probably our heritage track of choice.
Well, let's hear it. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Refugee.
Yeah.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Refugee, the heritage track chosen by Cadillac 3 as a piece that has really inspired them in their music. Jaron, what are you going to follow that with?
That's a tough one. Tom Petty is the king there. So we're going to go with something that's pretty awesome ourselves. We're going to bring a little peace, love, and Dixie into the world there. That's our new kind of song. We had a new EP out right now. It's called Peace, Love, and Dixie, and this is it. I guess we was born years too late. Willie and Shine, yeah, the old school kind. Kick it like the kids did in 69. Get out that vinyl. Drop a needle down. Out in the field, just plain chilling. Party at the moon, tire cold beer killing. If you smoke funny cigarettes, shoot down a whiskey. Shake them hips like a hip, hip, hip. Gonna light them if you got them. Tip back that bottle and sip, sip, sip it. Peace, loving Dixie. Holler if you're with me. Peace, loving Dixie. Call it what you want. Say what you want to see. The sticks and stones, country rock and roll. We's born in the USA. Come on, ice them up. And drop a tailgate down. With hotties and toes, speakers bout to blow. Bump from TC3 out your radio. If you smoke on a cigarette, shoot that whiskey. Shake them hips like a hip, hip, hip. You gon' light them if you got them. Tip back and bottle. Sip, sip, sip it. Peace, love, and dick it. Smoke funny cigarettes, shoot that whiskey. Shake them hips like a hip, hip, hip. You gon' light them if you got them. Tip back and bottle, little sip, sip, sip it. Peace, loving Dixie. If you smoke funny cigarettes, shoot that whiskey. Shake them hips like a hip, hip, hip. You gon' light them if you got them. Tip back that bottle, little sip, sip, sip it. Peace, loving Dixie. Holler if you're with me. Peace, loving Dixie.
Peace, love, and Dixie. Cadillac 3, masters of, I think I read on one website, country fuzz or hipster billy. Whatever it is, it's great music. And as the guys say on their own website, they are as refreshing as a country creek.
I love the sound of that.
Refreshing as a country creek.
Yeah, it is. Do you like playing unplugged? And I kind of have to ask you, because the last time, and also the first time I saw you live, you were playing at the Lexington here in London, and it was kind of louder than what you are tonight.
We like both of them. You know, it's neat to kind of get to do both those things. You know, country, southern rock and roll, whatever, you know, is based around acoustic guitar too, so it's pretty cool for us to get to express that side of us. Granted, we do like to drink a whole bunch and get out there and
play loud,
be as loud as we possibly can. As Spinal Tap would say, turn it up to 11. So,
yeah. But a lot of the songs start acoustic. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did your sound evolve? You know, I mean, we were talking about, you know, you don't have a bass player, right. and it, you know, there's been the three of you. You've got this fabulous resonator guitar. Neil.
Yes.
You're on Cajon.
Cajon, yeah.
And you, Jaron, on the Gibson.
Cajon is just such a funny word. That's where every time.
It's the way you say it.
He's the bollocks of the man over here.
Wait for it.
I don't know how we came up with it. We just kind of were three of us in a room and we were playing, and I think I looked over at Kelvin and I said, why don't we just do it with no bass player as long as we can and see what happens? And we were legitimately writing these Southern songs. Like, they kind of felt like they felt, you know, like being on a front porch, you know, a very just swampy type thing. And it just kind of all came together, man.
And is it quite organic, the way you write music? I mean,
yeah,
is
it's very
it all
natural. A lot of beer and just pulling from our influences, you know. Yeah. When we were growing up, it was a lot of Skinner, a lot of Metallica, a lot of Hank Williams Jr., a lot of Waylon Jennings, a lot of Tom Petty, Neil Young, and then Nirvana hit, and you tie all that together, and it's just a big stew of awesome, swampy stuff, and that's kind of where we come from, you know?
And you're touring with that awesome, swampy stuff.
We are. It's all
over the UK.
All sold out, man. The whole tour is sold out, yeah.
Where are you heading off to now? Where are you heading off to?
Leeds tomorrow.
We'll play Leeds tomorrow, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got 3 or 4 dates?
Yeah, we got 3 more. We've had 2. We did, what were the first ones?
Wolverhampton and Glasgow.
Glasgow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You do realize that you need to start coming here now for slightly longer periods of
time.
We try to.
I told you earlier I was trying to buy a house over here. They don't let long hairs just buy a house over here. You got to apply for loans and all that stuff. I was like, what?
Well, we're on tour in the States every weekend, too. So, it's you know, we're just trying to find as much time as we can to come over here and do the same thing, you know.
Now you said that track, Peace, Love, and Dixie, is from an EP that you got out. Is it because you got a new album? Is it a forerunner to an album?
It's on the way. Like the EP is just kind of, it's five or six songs, just to kind of keep everybody, you know, happy until we can get it out. You know, mm-hmm. We haven't been home enough to actually finish recording it. So we got this out as quickly as we could, and just peace, love, and Dixie is what it is, man. It's exciting. Came out on Tuesday. Everybody seems really excited so far. It's not even out in the States yet, so.
UK exclusive.
Yeah. They're very upset up there. And they're upset that we're over here the week that it came out, so.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
We might start a war over here.
We've got to be first in some things. Yeah. So I'm afraid, lads, that I need to ask you for your last track. I mean, we're kind of running out of time.
Let's do it.
So what's it going to be?
This is a song. It was a single, big single for us in the States. It's called The South.
Well, Jaron, Neil, Kelby, Cadillac 3, it's been an absolute pleasure. You don't know whether to pick up your guitar or to respond to that, do you? Oh. Well, here's The South. I mean, these guys really do sing about how much they love their home. And we love the Cadillac 3. Brilliant.
Buckle, red clay and sand. My point ain't subtle here. I'm a southern man. With a beer sink coat when the women say, otto, with a world dog saying, so damn otto, for a good old boy like me still has a chance. That's right. I say this is where I was born and this is where I'll die. This is where I was born and this is where I will die. It's all about the sound. Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Carolina. Don't you wanna get down and dirty? Cause Florida, I'm thirsty. Hit me with your Tennessee whiskey, drink it all out. Laid back, crazy old timers, sweet magnolia, dive bars, and dollars away. Yeah, get up, no. Come on down, oh, it's all about the sound. Daddy's Don Williams to Mama's Patsy Cline. Ooh, I'm walking after midnight, singing Tulsa Time. That's right now. With a beer seem colder and the women seem hotter, with the world don't seem so damn modern. Hell, this is where I was born and this is where I died. Oh, that's right. Lord have mercy.
A celebration of their southern roots. Cadillac 3, Jaron Johnston, Neil Mason and Kelby Ray, Nashville's very own punk rockers come American folk. They're in Leeds tomorrow, Saturday, at Key Club. Waterfront Studio Norwich on Sunday. Then Talking Heads in Leeds. Have I said Leeds twice? Ending up at Dingwalls in London on the 10th. All the gigs are sold out, but if you tweet them, well, you never know. You might find a way in. You're listening to Lop Akatari here on BBC Radio 3. This next piece I'm going to play, frankly, I would have played for the title alone. It's called The Trot of the Horse with a Black Velvet Coat. The reference to the horse does indeed mean that it's from Mongolia, a land where horses are central to the way of life in the mountains and the grasslands. Chinbat Barsanhu is a master of the Yatka, the bowed Rosita. Girl from the Golden Mountains is his album, and it opens with The Trot of the Horse with a Black Velvet Coat. The song was written by the Mongolian composer B. Naran Batar, who was one of the first people to play the Mongolian Yatka in concert. Thank you. A track from the newly rejigged Portico Quartet, who are now a trio and go by the name of Portico. Their debut album, Living Fields, came out in January, and Bright Luck, featuring the haunting yet soulful voice of Johnny McCleary, is the song that you just heard. And so to our treasure trove moment, where we delve into the World Music Archive to savour some of the recordings hunted down and gathered by our intrepid team of producers and sound technicians. Tonight, it is Marcha de Donzel from a lovely folk musician, Renata Rosa. She lives in Olinda, a sort of heritage city next to Recife, the capital of Pernambuco state, and she is absolutely passionate about the old folk masters of maracatu, a style of music sung in the villages. In fact, I should say maracatu hojal. This is Marcha de Donzel.
Thank you.
Marsha de Donzel and Renata Rosa singing there and playing the habeka, the folk fiddle that sits very much in the heart of Maracatu, which is the music of Pernambuco in the north of Brazil. That track was from our World Music Archive tonight. And you can have a listen to the archive yourself by going to the World on 3 page on BBC Radio 3 website and clicking on World Music Archived. Now, Dina El Ouedidi is Egyptian. She came to the attention of the public during the Arab Spring in Egypt in 2011, when a song from an operetta she was in became a big hit. It led her to coming to the attention of the panel at the Rolex Mentor and Protégé Arts Initiative. She was chosen as a music protégé in 2012 and was mentored by Brazil's Gilberto Gil. Well, Dina has now brought out her debut album. It's called Turning Back, and this is Yabled. This is a singer definitely one to watch.
Yeah.
Dina El Wedidi, former Rolex mentor, and Yebled from her debut album, Turning Back. Well, that is just about all we have time for tonight. Thanks again to my guests, Cadillac 3 and Joe Frost, editor of Songlines magazine. Next week, Marianne Kennedy will be here playing music and talking to English folk musician Seth Lakeman. I'm going to play us out tonight with a song from Ostad Elahi, a Persian philosopher, musician and former chief justice in Iran. New York's Metropolitan Museum of Modern Art, in conjunction with UNESCO, created an exhibition called The Sacred Lute, The Art of Ostad Elahi, to mark his life and influence on the tanbur, the ancient long-necked lute. The exhibition ended a while back in New York, but you can get an impressive double CD and booklet with the same title that has been released alongside it. I'm going to play Saruhani Suite, where Elahi accompanies melody with a song of praise. Till next time, good night.
خودم خالق مای مولام ای مولام 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 خودم خالق مای علی 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 جانم مای Pacino Pola Vakti Tang Khosh Yau Ali Amam Naidi Vatu Man Hauna Yau Mola Ali 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 Hanan bish شما را ایدین ایدین عفت با مکنم ای مولا 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 خطا من بیشتر آی Ali, Ali, Ali.